Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Don't we have a good God? What a beautiful day for a picnic. And all the people have prepared the picnic and the celebrations we're going to have and the good food and getting to know one another better. And, well, what a day this is. And today we hear Jesus telling us that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. What does that mean? I mean, who helps people come to Jesus? Who does God inspire? I mean, sometimes looks can be deceiving. I know Joan and I, we used to go to Gettysburg, because we love the Gettysburg, the battlefield, and we had a friend that knew the best guides, and you know, it's just wonderful. And up the seminary down there, and to see the seminary and how the changes are there, it just brings back a lot of memories of my student days. And one summer we were down there, and it was a Harley-Davidson convention. All these motorcycles, all these guys and ladies in leather and denim, and you know, some with long beards and some clean shaven. I felt like, you know, Steppenwolf song, "Born to be Wild." It was great. And right by where we were staying, there's Lee's office where he stayed for the few days of the battle. His office there, but it's made into a gift counter. And I was in there looking around. I had on my T-shirt that had the big Luther rose and the big cross and the heart, and it said, "Officially Lutheran, accept no substitutes." And I was looking around, and this guy, and he kind of looked like Jesus. I mean, Caucasian Jesus. He had the beard and the hair and a denim on. And he said, "Oh, you're a Christian?" I said, "Yeah." Yeah, he said, "Oh, I'm a Christian too." I said, "Well, that's great." He said, "Yeah, I'm a biker for Jesus." And he turned around, and the back of his jacket was "Bikers for Jesus" with a big cross. And here, he's with like 12 other guys that they drive around because they love their Harleys, they love their friends, and they love Jesus, and they'll share with Jesus. And they witness in Jesus' name. And, you know, it kind of caught me by surprise, because you see some people that are different from you or dress different from you or look different from you, and you say, "Oh, you know, can they be a witness?" But Bikers for Jesus, they can reach people that you and I can't reach. You know, and I bet you if we heard boom, 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 these motorcycles coming up here, and some of the Bikers for Jesus would come into the church, some of us might be a little nervous. You know, they don't look like us. They're different from us. But doesn't mean there's not Jesus in their hearts. And the thing is, because they're different, they'll be able to touch people, relate to people in ways that I can't or you can't, but still doing Jesus' work. From, you know, if we see people who are different from us, aren't we tempted to say, "Ooh, they're those people," or we want to keep ourselves safe from them, and you know, we want to protect ourselves. You know, they could be a disciple. I mean, what did the writer of Hebrews say? You know, entertain strangers because they can be angels in disguise. You know, as you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's exactly what happened with Jesus. He surprised his disciples. He told them, "No one can come to me unless granted by the Father." It's not up to us to judge and decide who can be a disciple. Not us to decide who will bring people to Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit could work through everybody and anybody. Remember when Jesus went to his hometown? And there's the Son of God in his own hometown. And they said, the people there said, "Oh, who's this? we know his father, we know his mother. I mean, you know, they try to throw him off the cliff, how he preached. You know, we shouldn't be judging people. Jesus loved and accepted others as they were. And the disciples didn't get it. The religious leaders didn't get it. They didn't get what Jesus was about. What does your grandpa and father-in-law always say at every worship service? God loves you. And that's true. It's hard for us to believe at times, but that's true. Once the disciples reported back to Jesus, there was this guy out there, he didn't belong to us. And he was driving out demons in your name, so we told him to stop, he wasn't part of our group. And Jesus said, wait a minute, he said, you shouldn't have done that, because even though he doesn't belong to our group, he's doing what I want to be happening in the world. He's doing my work. It's not the group you belong to, but who you are, what's in your heart. Do you love justice? Do you want for all people to have a fair shake? Are you kind? And do you walk humbly with God? I mean, I work at that. I struggle with that. That's why I need to, my prayers and to read the Bible. It's important. And I think you too, you know. But that's what Jesus wants. The one was doing Jesus' work in Jesus' name, even if he didn't belong to the group, even if he had a different doctrine, even if he viewed Jesus in a little different way. The bottom line was he was showing Jesus love and he had faith. So who's in? Who's out? Who do you judge? Who am I to judge? Can we be judging a person that Jesus has called? You know, sometimes people are diligent about setting up walls. We're the good guys. We're the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They're the bad guys. Be careful. They're going to take our jobs. They're going to hurt us. You know, the state that has the most immigrants? California. You have the state that has the biggest economy? California. Is that a coincidence? See, the good news is that we seem to be living in a time when these walls are coming down. And for some of us, that's scary. And for some of us, that's different. You know, I like you too. We're so happy when we saw that Berlin Wall come tumbling down between East and West Germany. And I remember as I watched it, had Leonard Bernstein leading, you know, Beethoven's Ode to Joy. It was lovely. You know, the English Channel used to be a barrier between France and England, but now there's a tunnel under the English Channel, and there's a train. You can get from France to England in a few minutes. Barriers are coming down. Even in the churches, what did Jesus pray? May they be one as we are one. And we're not quite there yet, but we're working at it. I mean, bridges are being built between Methodists and Lutherans and Episcopalians and Moravians and Eastern Orthodox. We're looking at ways with the United Church of Christ, the Reformed Church, the Roman Catholic Church. And Roman Catholics are saying, more and more in America at least, you know, why can't our priest be married? You know, why can't a woman? I mean, Mary Magdalene was the first one to witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why can't women be priests? I mean, there's differences, but we're looking more and more to our commonalities, that even though we have different perspectives, we still have faith in Jesus Christ. He's more powerful in drawing us together than our differences with one another. Slowly, we come into the recognition that what is most important is not the differences we have, but the faith we have in Jesus Christ and the ability to listen to one another, to articulate where we're coming from with one another, and to see not only our differences, but to learn from one another. You know, back around the year 500, there was a Christian teacher, and he was trying to get a point across to his students. So he told them to form a circle, a big circle. And he said, pretend God is in the middle of the circle. And they're all faced in. They said, now walk slowly towards the center. And they got closer and closer, shoulder to shoulder, hand to hand. And the teacher then finished the class by saying, the lesson is, you can't get closer to God without at the same time getting closer to one another. As Christians, it isn't our job to run around telling people who's in, who's out. Because yes, there are people in this world who are different from us. There are people in this world who are very different from us. There are people in this world where it's hard to love. And there are people in this world that might try to harm us by their words or actions or physically. And in that case, we've got to say, no, I'm a child of God too. That's not okay. And you know, differences. And maybe there's some people who deserve to go to hell. But that's up to God, not us. And the God we proclaim as Lutherans is a God who loves us as we are, a God who forgives us as we are, a God who is with us as we are. Together, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand. That's our Christian witness. What did Jesus say? How we can witness to others? Not by our doctrines, not by how our virtues. He said, if you, what? Love one another as I have loved you. Every Sunday, we have a reminder of this. Together, we come up here, and Jesus Christ is here. God is in Christ, Christ is in God, we are in God, knowing his love, knowing his unity, that unity of being one in the Father, and the Father in us. And we show that unity by Christ's love. Peace of God that passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.